With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. If a motion picture called The Book of Love got lost in the shuffle last January, blame it on the outbreak of the war in the Persian Gulf. The screenplay was written by William Kotzwinkel and was based on his novel, reissued as a movie tie-in paperback by Houghton Mifflin. It's about growing up in the 40s and 50s. Here's Kotzwinkel.
I wanted to write a handbook that a 10-year-old, 11-year-old kid could read and realize, oh, this is what I'm going through. This is what it's really like. This is the real side of growing up.
Yes, there's a lot of sex, or would-be sex, in the Book of Love, including a memorable scene at a Boy Scout camp involving a lighted candle and a boy strapped to a cot. You'll have to use your imagination.
To all those Boy Scouts out there who are listening, my motto to you is, be prepared.
William Kotzwinkel says what happened at the camp was pretty much the way it was when he was in the Scouts back in the 50s.
Boy Scout camp was the most sadistic thing I have ever seen. You get a bunch of young guys together saluting, and they're bound to make trouble for each other.
William Kotzwinkel wasn't the best of all Scouts.
Of the 250 merit badges or whatever it is that you need to get to become an Eagle Scout, I got only one, the bookbinding merit badge. That's kind of strange, you know, learn how to glue the cover back on a book that's falling apart, a curious shadow of my future to come, you know, that books would be my life.
William Kotzwinkel, he's written dozens of books, including the novelization of E.T., and his nostalgic novel, The Book of Love, has been reissued in paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. William Kotzwinkel was a small boy in Scranton, PA, when he launched his literary career.
At the age of 8, I wrote my first poem. When I wake in the morning, this is what I see. Black tower, blue sky, green tree.
Not bad, but it was quite a few years before the budding poet broke into print. In fact, William Kotzwinkel almost learned the business at Merritt Farms, a chain of carry-out places in New York.
It was a way of going through the stores and taking the inventory, and you could tell how many cans were in a row just by looking at, I don't know, something and multiplying it. And I could never figure out how many cans were in the row, so my future at Merritt Farms was brief.
So William Kotzwinkel moved on to journalism, sort of. He worked as a writer for one of those sensational tabloids.
Man eats wife's gerbils. They were tasty. He said, I'd do it again. You know, that kind of stuff. Anything that you could possibly manufacture is a story. The more outrageous, the better. So this gave my imagination its first real stretch.
And led to the publication of his first short story, based on a real incident in first grade.
Marie, this little girl in class with me at the end of the year, decided to celebrate somehow by lifting up her dress and showing her panties to the boys in the classroom.
In a way, little Marie became William Kotzwinkel's muse. Kotzwinkel has published dozens of books, including E.T., and his novel of childhood was released as a film this year as The Book of Love. It has a wonderful opening scene in which the main character, Jack, gallops through the neighborhood on an imaginary pony.
We all have got the invisible pony. As long as we can ride it, we're free.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Some of William Kotzwinkel's novels include The Fan Man, Dr. Rat, and The Midnight Examiner. But he may be best known for the novelization of E.T.
I call my house the house that E.T. built.
Kotzwinkel flew to L.A. to meet director Steven Spielberg and was charmed by a model of E.T.
E.T. was a true force in the world. He was dawning for our consciousness, the little helper from the stars.
While William Kotzwinkel wrote the novelization for E.T., he wrote the screenplay for the recent movie The Book of Love, based on his coming-of-age novel of the 40s and 50s. There are some real differences between screenwriting and novel writing.
In a novel, if you're going to have a forest, you have to put all the leaves on the trees and all the shadows and all the little nuances of color, and in a screenplay, all you say is forest. Let the other guys worry about it.
There's a lot of adolescent-type sex in the novel The Book of Love, and I wondered how those scenes would be transferred to the screen.
We're not into showing anything but the comic side of adolescent depravity.
William Kotzwinkel and his wife, novelist Elizabeth Gundy, live in Maine.
We each have computers, thank God, which makes it easier to abandon projects when Elizabeth Gundy tells me they aren't any good. I just handed her 3 months' work, and she said, sorry. You know, that's what it's like to have a writer living beside you whose word you trust.
Who wrote The Book of Love? William Kotzwinkel. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.